Hello and welcome. You are now listening to the Child Development Chronicles, a podcast run by Professor Anselmi at Trinity College that answers questions that parents might have about their child's development. The characters in the podcast are fictional, but all the information provided is based on extensive research completed by Trinity College students in the Child Development 295 class. I am your host, Megan, and this specific session will cover the topic of infant care, especially infants' sleep patterns. Today, we are joined by Dr. Mendoza and her research assistant, Maya, who will discuss ways to improve your child's sleeping patterns and what to avoid in regards in helping your child sleep.
Thank you for having
us. We're so happy to be here.
So, Dr. Mendoza, parents often find it difficult to monitor and understand the sleep patterns of their infants, specifically for newborns to children around the age of two. What would you say constitutes a regular sleep pattern?
A regular sleep pattern means the child is falling asleep relatively easily, is not waking up throughout the night, and is not waking up too early in the morning. During the period immediately following birth, infants typically sleep an equal number of hours during the day as they do at night. However, after around 4 months, there is a significant change in the amount of time they sleep at night. While there is only a small decrease in the total number of hours they sleep per day, the number of hours they typically sleep at night nearly doubles. This means that it is normal for your child to have trouble sleeping through the night within the first 4 months of birth, but at around 4 months of age, they should be able to stay asleep for longer at night.
What changes in the infant causes them to be able to sleep longer at night around 4 months of age?
By 4 months of age, the parts of the infant's brain that are necessary to regulate sleep have continued to develop. These brain functions allow infants to control stimuli that are arousing and either prevent or delay sleep. This means that they can control the stimuli that are reaching parts of the brain and essentially allow themselves to remain in a sleep state, even in the presence of external stimuli.
During the first 4 months of life, sleep can be sporadic. However, after that, these developments lead to more consolidated, longer periods of sleep. Older infants typically sleep during a solid nighttime session of 9 hours, with two or more short daytime naps.
If infants have difficulty regulating a sleep pattern that will produce a sufficient amount of sleep, should parents wake their children once they fall asleep, or should parents let their children wake up on their own?
Waking your child even though they are asleep is not a problem. That being said, it will only work if parents feel that they are able to handle scheduled wake-ups and that it would not negatively affect their own sleep patterns.
It is evident that sleep patterns are important in a child's development. But what would be a helpful routine for parents to follow when they need to calm their baby before bedtime in order to induce a healthy sleep pattern?
Because parents and infants' behaviors mutually influence each other, it is important to develop and follow healthy routines for both parents and infants.
Exactly, Dr. Mendoza. If parents' sleep is disturbed and they don't get enough quality rest, family stress is heightened. What is most helpful is for the entire family to set bedtime routines, if possible. Children and families with optimal bedtime routines perform better in terms of executive function, specifically working memory, inhibition, attention, and cognitive flexibility. Also, children in these households score better in their readiness for school and have better dental health. Parents with optimal bedtime routines for their children generally employ a more positive, authoritative parenting style compared to those with suboptimal bedtime routines.
That's fascinating, and hopefully can show parents some reasons to create specific bedtime routines. Now, I'm sure there are different causes responsible for infant night waking and irregular sleep patterns. Can you tell us what some might be?
Good question, Megan. The majority of causes associated with night waking stem from behavioral dysregulation. Behavioral dysregulation is constituted as a variety of behaviors such as irritability, difficulty being consoled, and eating problems.
In addition to behavioral dysregulation, premature birth and minor health problems such as colic, teething, and respiratory infections have been reported as a cause to night waking and can contribute to sleeping troubles. The good news is that they most often do not lead to persistent night waking.
In terms of irregular sleep patterns, they are frequently a result of suboptimal bedtime routines. Suboptimal routines can best be described as activities that will not directly benefit the infant's sleep pattern. This includes inconsistent bedtimes throughout the week, eating sugary snacks or drinks before bed, and unlimited screen time prior to bedtime. Parents and young children with suboptimal bedtime routines show worse performance on all measures of executive function. Loss of executive function is problematic as we use it to perform all tasks of daily life.
Other than the parents' role in setting suboptimal bedtime routines for their infant, is there any other relation between an infant's poor sleep patterns and the behaviors of their caregivers?
Absolutely. Maternal insensitivity is a specific risk factor for sleeping disorders among infants. According to the CARE Index, which assesses the developing attachment relationship between parent and child from birth to about 2 years of age via videotape recordings, mothers of these poor sleepers have significantly lower ratings of maternal sensitivity than mothers with infants who have good sleep patterns.
We have talked a lot about sleep patterns, the types of sleeping routines parents enforce with their children, and some potential short-term negative consequences for infants with poor sleep patterns. However, I'm sure our listeners are also curious about the long-term effects of unhealthy sleep patterns among infants. Maya, can you help us understand this a little better?
I sure can. Getting the proper amount of sleep allows individuals, including developing infants, to regulate their emotions. Therefore, poor sleep can result in children not being able to control their emotions, especially if they are in stressful situations.
To elaborate, there is a definite link between poor sleep as an infant and compromised attention and behavior as a toddler. Children with poor sleep patterns are more likely to have trouble concentrating, misbehave more, and to throw more temper tantrums. Tantrums and anger at home can also occur in school and around peers.
Now to finish up, our experts have a few general pointers to help parents improve irregular sleep patterns in their children.
First, make your baby a part of your daily routine. When parents include their newborns in their daily activities, newborns may adapt more rapidly to the 24-hour day.
Second, reduce stimulation at night. When your baby wakes for nighttime feedings, keep activity to a minimum, make as little noise as possible, and avoid moving your baby around. You want the infant to learn that nighttime is for sleep and quiet.
Third, expose your newborn to natural lighting patterns. Light cues might not instantly synchronize newborn sleep patterns, but they do help. Time spent outdoors might make an important difference as well. Babies who go outside are exposed to much higher light than those kept indoors all day, and may develop stronger circadian rhythms as a result.
Fourth, try infant massage. A recent experiment found that mothers assigned to massage their newborns with lotion at bedtime experienced better newborn sleep outcomes than mothers who massaged without lotion and mothers in a control group who did not massage at all. After 1 month, newborns massaged with lotion were falling asleep faster, staying asleep longer, and waking at night less often.
Fifth, consider keeping track of the time of day you extract breast milk for future use. Breast milk contains tryptophan, an amino acid that is used by the body to manufacture melatonin. Tryptophan levels rise and fall according to maternal circadian rhythms, and when infants consume tryptophan before bedtime, they fall asleep faster. It's therefore possible that breastfeeding helps newborn sleep patterns synchronize with the 24-hour day. A study found when infants were given low levels of tryptophan during the day and high concentrations at night, infants fell asleep faster at night and got more sleep overall.
Thanks to both of our guests for taking the time to share your expertise with us. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Child Development Chronicles.